Porch Fest Quincy is back live and in person this year, September 25th. It's a Saturday from 3 to 9 p.m. at locations throughout Wollaston, Marymount, and Squantum. And Walter Hubley is back to tell us more about it, along with two of the performers you'll be able to see on that Saturday. So welcome to Walter, first of all. Thanks for coming back, Walter. Good to have you.
Thanks for having us.
And you brought some young performers with you.
Yeah, I mean, like last time, we brought in another band, a bluegrass band, a couple of years ago, Porch Fest, and that'd be a great opportunity to bring one of the Porch Fest bands performing to, you know, get their view on how the event goes, and yeah.
It's great. So we have Matt Marcus here, and also Kyle Tolini from The Sprints. Hey guys, nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you too.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity. Going to learn a little bit more about your group and about your performance coming up at Porch Fest. But before we do that, let's get all the particulars for this year's event, Walter. It's obviously you couldn't do anything in 2020, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Made the call pretty early on, and even this year, instead of joining it in June, we pushed it out to September just to be on the safe side. Yeah.
But it's a go.
It's a go. All green lights.
We're firing on 8 cylinders.
Yeah, we've got registrations coming in for both porch hosts as well as bands performing. A little bit slower pace because I think the scheduling change as well as
threw people off.
Yeah, and bands. Some bands maybe hadn't been performing together for a while due to COVID. But we have, I want to say, a little over 60 bands registered so far.
Okay.
And really just opened up bringing in more bands, and we have plenty of porches waiting for when the time comes. So I think you covered a lot of the basics of it. It's on the 25th, 3 to 9, Marymount, Squantum, and Wollaston Hill.
Yep.
Same areas as last time.
Same as last time, okay.
Yeah.
Which is this the fourth annual now you're calling it? Or because it started in 2016, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was told there'd be no math. this will be our fifth, I think, that we were running.
Do you count 2020, though?
Yeah, all right. we shirts for every year.
Okay. All right. But it started quite a long time ago in Ithaca, New York, is that right?
Yeah, so the original Porch Fest, which unfortunately had to cancel this year.
Oh, no
kidding. Yeah, they had some challenges getting up and going. But yeah, 2007, Ithaca, New York, just started off modest, just like Quincy did.
Yeah.
And they do very much the same recipe that Quincy does. They have three different neighborhoods in a sort of reasonably walkable group of houses. And their event in past years attracts, I want to say, somewhere in the 200 to 300 performance range.
Okay.
My wife and I attended back in 2019. We took a trip to the Finger Lakes and swung by Porch Fest and got to meet the original founders of the concept and had a great day. We got there. They immediately put us to work setting up tents and stuff like that, which was, you know, my kind of people.
Okay, right? So there you go. We should mention you as our co-founder along with Counselor Ian Kane, right?
Yep. Yeah. The idea started in Quincy from Ian. He experienced Porch Fest in another town, said this is something that would go great in Quincy. We had a conversation at my dining room table and where he kind of explained what he had experienced and said, you know, let's get it going. And we set a modest goal. We said, let's find 10 porches, maybe 10 bands, and then, you know, pick a Saturday and do something. And as I've said before here on the show, I think the first year we had 74 bands and
greatly
43
exceeded
locations and food trucks, and it just kind of got bigger and bigger ever since.
Yep. And it really is designed to give a venue to bands that might not otherwise have a place to play.
Yeah, and also just to a new audience as well.
And a new audience, yeah.
Yeah, it's really about giving an opportunity for bands to get out there and get their music and their work exposed to different people who might not otherwise have the opportunity. A lot of bands who perform at Porch Fest, they're doing so in a volunteer capacity,
right.
Get other opportunities as a result of that performance.
Sure.
You know, someone sees their performance and says, hey, I'd love you to play my event or my wedding or whatever, you know, the event may be. And the other aspect of Porch Fest is the reason why we try to have it in you know, close proximity to other performances is to give people an opportunity to meet their neighbors explore different parts of town and meet people they otherwise wouldn't and you know, get to know each other through the shared experience of music.
Yeah, if somebody from Wollaston might not be familiar with Squantum, you know, or vice versa.
Right.
Or people that live next door to each other might not know each other.
That's often the case.
Yeah.
And you know, there might not be another time where they have an opportunity to just hang out together and just listen to music.
Yeah.
And you never quite know which one of your neighbors is a bluegrass fan until you're standing next to them and you realize it. And then you have something to talk about.
So. Well, I think music, like food, is kind of a great common denominator, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody likes some kind of food, some kind of music. So, you know, to be able to bring people together through music.
Yeah, definitely it sort of transcends your traditional barriers between people or differences between people.
Yeah, and it gives bands like the Sprints, you know, a place to perform, you know, a venue, and also an opportunity for young bands to get a little, you know, experience. You know, get some cred under them and feel what it's like to perform in front of a public
good
live
experience.
Audience.
Every time you get to play together live, it's just you build on it as a band.
So Mark Backus and also Kyle Tolini are here from the Sprints. Guys, I want to hear a little bit about the Sprints story. So Kyle, maybe you want to chime in and tell me how it all got started and who you are and and what you're all about.
So it all started kind of at the South Shore Conservatory.
Oh.
It's in Hingham, I believe.
Yeah.
And so it was like a rock band like program. So I signed up. I was waiting like a year maybe. And then we got our other guitarist, Kyle Strauss, and then Matt came. And so we all kind of started working with a guy named Eric Calderon. And he was great. We all got closer and we've all become like a really tight friend group. And then we actually played Porch Fest as probably one of our first gigs. And that's when we met our bassist, Maggie Deneen. And so she saw us and she contacted us and we started playing with her and stuff. And it was just, it went really well and it's been great since, so.
So were you actually a student at South Shore Conservatory?
Yeah, well, so my sister had always gone there for like voice lessons and stuff.
Okay.
So I ended up there just like waiting to pick her up. So I saw like the form, so I signed up.
Oh.
So I hadn't previously gone there, but I'm glad that I did and I got to meet all these guys, so. Yeah.
And would you say it's a strong relationship?
I definitely would say. Yeah. We've definitely gotten a lot closer over the years, so definitely glad about that.
And what are some of the challenges of putting, you know, a small band together, you know, when it comes to, I don't know, finding places to play, finding songs to play, finding instruments to play, you know, what were some of your initial startup challenges?
Well, I mean, we definitely got lucky with how, like, we all came up and we had all been playing our instruments for a while. The South Shore Conservatory was just, like, the place for us to, like, it was the perfect place just to kind of all come together because they had everything that we needed.
Okay.
It was a really good start. So we got lucky with in terms of challenges and stuff because there wasn't too much other than just, like, scheduling stuff. But other than that, it was a pretty perfect place to start. So
had you always been musically inclined, would you say, growing up? Or?
Well, I don't know when that actually started, but I started playing the drums at 7.
Okay.
So.
Okay. How about yourself, Matt?
I started playing guitar and doing vocals around, I'd say I was about 12.
Okay.
So, fairly recent.
Yeah. And is musicality in your family? Do you have siblings?
Not really.
No, okay.
I don't know where it came from, but.
But you have it.
It's been a good thing for me. It's been a really positive experience, so. I think it's a good thing.
Is it something you think you'd like to pursue professionally in the future?
Potentially, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So where do you see the Sprints kind of going from here?
So currently we're working on original music.
Okay.
So we're hoping in the next year we'll have something out, whether it's on Spotify or just any original music.
Yeah, we used to call them albums years ago. But
yeah.
Okay. Who's the composer? Who writes the songs?
It's kind of all of us.
Yeah. All of you? Okay.
I think we all kind of get around with it.
Yep.
Lyrics are never our like strong suit, so that's like what we're working on.
Okay.
But I think we all get into it and we all try and like put in our contribution. So it's not like one person per se.
What's your style, I guess, if you will, or you know, what type of music do you play?
How
would you classify
it? How would you describe it?
Yeah, it's hard to describe.
So we've got Electric Tower, we've got drums, we've got vocals, so I'm guessing it's some kind of rock.
Yeah, it's probably like an alt, it's definitely like 90s driven kind of.
Okay.
Pop punk type stuff.
Okay.
So I think that's probably where it's going. Maybe a little bit more into the indie, but I think it's going to be mainly from like alt and pop punk.
So when you do covers, who do you cover? I mean, that would give me a good indication as to what kind of music you play.
So the majority of our covers right now, I'd say, who do we have?
Lots of Weezer.
Oh yeah, Weezer.
Nirvana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blink 182.
So kind of grunge, punk.
Yeah.
A lot of 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. Very 90s.
Way back when, in the 90s. Yeah.
Getting into some Police, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's back.
So
that's
we're,
the 80s,
yeah, we're getting the, we're spreading out a little bit. But.
Where'd the name The Sprints come from? Tell me about the history of the band.
Do you want to?
Who's a runner? Is somebody a sprinter?
I wouldn't say that.
No, okay.
Not really. We had a bunch of different names that we were thinking about, and none of them really.
Yeah.
We're like, whatever, it doesn't sound that good. Mm-hmm. I think just one day we were like, what about The Sprints? And we were like, that sounds good.
Just out of thin air.
No story behind it. Nothing. There's nothing like philosophical.
I was thinking there's going to be some great, you know, childhood experience, and couldn't you make something up?
Yeah, I know. Make up some like story about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But has it worked for you?
It's worked.
Yeah. It has worked. Yeah.
Do you have a? Would you say you have a following?
I mean,
to an extent, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing like crazy, but I think around like we do. We bring in some people, so it's just really about playing and, like, having people enjoy it.
What would your advice be to, you know, an aspiring young musician or folks who are, you know, kind of play together for fun but would like to put a band together? You know, what should they do?
I would say just get involved with, like, any community. I mean, we've, through the, like, conservatory, we met a bunch of different bands, especially from, like, the Hingham and, like, Hull area.
Okay.
And so we've kind of, like, formed a community around with them. So that's how, like, you get gigs. We play the C-Note in Hull a lot.
Yep.
So that's kind of how you find places and people to connect with. So it's really just about, like, reaching out and just trying to find people, I'd say.
I would probably say the same thing. Yep. Put yourself out there. Don't be afraid just to put what you're doing out there.
So even in this day and age of social media and electronic communication, it really is word of mouth and personal relationships.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would be some of the challenges to actually producing, you know, an actual recording? I mean, have you looked into what the steps would be to do that?
Somewhat, yes. So right now we're practicing at Bossy School of Music in Weymouth. Yeah, it is Weymouth.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they have a studio there, and sometimes we record songs there.
They have great producers there, too.
Okay.
So, once again, we're very lucky with, like, where we ended up.
Yes. How important, Kyle, would you say it is to have, like, a traditional music training background?
I mean, this is coming from a person who did.
Yeah.
In some cases, but I don't think it's really... Like, we're in, like, the day where if you know how to read a tab of, like, guitar, you can learn by yourself.
Really? Okay.
I mean, it was definitely, like, helpful to have a guitar teacher and, like, a drum teacher, but I don't think it's necessarily, like, you need it.
Okay. Do you feel the same way, Matt?
Pretty much, yeah. Yes. YouTube is a great learning tool.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. If you don't have, like, a traditional guitar teacher, that is definitely something.
Yeah.
Online lessons.
There has to be a cost involved, you know, in forming a band and then obviously producing some material. So what are some of the challenges, you know, financial challenges that you have to face, and what's your advice kind of to overcome those?
Paying shows, I guess.
Yeah, paying gigs.
Paying shows.
That really helps, especially with equipment, too.
Yeah.
Because we recently bought a new PA system, which helps tremendously with our sound.
Yeah.
So that, again, word of mouth, folks can say, hey, we saw this band, The Sprints, they sounded really good, they looked really good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Build it up from there.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Kyle, do you see yourself as a professional musician in the future? Is that something you want to pursue?
I would love to.
Really?
That's something I'm working on.
Okay.
I would definitely like to, though. I think it'd be awesome. Not entirely sure what yet.
Okay.
But it's like a teacher or producer or what, but definitely looking into it. So,
okay. Have you guys ever explored doing every different types of music? Classical, jazz, country, I don't know. I mean, is that something that you think about?
Well, I think as I've, like, wrote songs and, like, four bands and stuff.
Yeah.
I've definitely, like, you know, you can, it's kind of just, like, the inspiration, I guess. Like, if one time you're in, like, a punk writing mood, I guess. But, like, I've recently gotten into, like, more of, like, the indie chords and stuff. Some, like, indie folk stuff. So I think it's really just, like, how you take your inspiration and, like, when you write.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah.
How about yourself, Matt?
Similar to that too. Kind of depends on inspiration, like what other artists you listen to,
yep.
and how that kind of influences what you're writing. So that's kind of how I see it.
Do you have you thought about a name for your first recording? Or is it going to be the same as the way the band's name came around?
It's definitely going to be something stupid.
Okay. Maybe that's the name of it.
Something stupid.
There you go. Born right here on mm-hmm. QATV.
You heard it.
Tell me about your education, your school. Where do you go to school? What grade are you guys in? Matt, how about yourself?
So right now I'm going into my junior year at Quincy High School.
Okay.
And I went to Central Middle School, and then I went to Marymount Elementary School.
Okay. Did you take band or music going through schools?
Right now I'm taking, or upcoming year I'm going to be taking a few music classes.
Okay.
So that's kind of more of a recent thing. I've started taking music classes in school. I never really did like school band or
really
that type of stuff. It's not really my type of music, but I guess recently I've been taking more.
Okay. So. Okay. How about yourself, Kyle?
I'm going into sophomore year in Quincy High.
Okay.
And so I was in the band since like as early as I could, pretty much.
Were you really? Okay.
So I played the saxophone and then switched to really big baritone sax. And so I played that up until this year, and I decided that I was going to take a break from like marching band and concert band and just start focusing on like the drums and guitar and like playing in like my band, like rock band settings,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But up until then I have taken it. Took chorus for a little while. It's never my thing, but
okay.
I mean, so I've done some music programs like in the school and stuff.
Yep.
So yeah.
Okay. Either one of you have plans for further education yet, or is it? I know it's still pretty early, but just a thought. Yeah.
I mean, Matt more so than me, but
really?
We do a lot of production stuff. Like we have like very modest like studios,
okay.
I guess, like just like in our rooms.
Sure.
But Matt's definitely like better at it than I am, but
yep.
been to that stuff a lot more.
Have you really? Whereabouts, Matt?
Like production wise,
mm-hmm.
that's definitely something I'd consider doing in the future.
Okay.
It's something I think I'm good at, so
I think that's important to know what your strengths and weaknesses are, yeah. And, you know, artists are always looking for talented producers because they are really the ones that hold the key to that artist's success. You know,
definitely,
as a good producer, yeah. Walter, I know you yourself have dabbled in music with your daughter, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, originally I started, my brother got a guitar and gave up on it a little bit, so I grabbed it out of the closet
yeah.
and claimed it as my own and still have it today.
There you go.
That started when I was, I don't know, 10 or 12 or something like
okay.
that. And then the Forest Porch Fest I performed back in 2016 with my daughter, Victoria.
Yeah.
And she played piano and vocals, and I played guitar, and you know, air came out of my mouth that resembled vocals to some extent. But it was fun, and that was nice to be able to perform with her, and it's something we do at home all the time.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I played in garage bands, you know, years ago as a
yeah.
teenager.
So does their story kind of, you know,
hit
home?
It's cool. Yeah, like listening to the way they're talking about how it all kind of came together.
Yeah.
You know, very, very similar. Right? You find some friends who have similar music tastes or even different music tastes, hang out and just start playing together.
Yep.
And it takes time. It takes practice. And it's more to it than you might think, trying to coordinate music between multiple people. But it's something that's amazing when you start to do it.
When you get it right?
Yeah, exactly.
Really,
and I've heard these guys a bunch of times, and they do an amazing job. Yeah, they're great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice to hear. Where are you guys performing this year for Porch Fest?
So this year we're going to be at our bassist's house. It's going to be Huckins Road. I'm not entirely sure what number yet.
Okay.
It might be like 110, yeah, but definitely in Squantum.
Okay.
It's going to be on like the main road next to like Squantum Elementary. So
yep.
You'll be able to find us.
Okay. You'll probably hear you before
yeah.
you see you, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Do you know around what time you guys going on?
So we're actually, me and Matt are both in another band that's called Daisy. Not after the flower.
Okay. All right.
But, and so we're starting to play a lot of shows with them too.
Okay.
Just because it's, you know, a good way to like combine the bands and stuff. So I think the Sprints are going on at 3 and Daisy should be going on at 4:30-ish.
Okay.
Times aren't set yet, but we just need to play a little bit earlier. I know that.
Same type of music or completely different? No, completely
I wouldn't
different
say
music.
That.
Oh, okay. All right.
What do you think?
It's similar in some ways, but I feel like Daisy is more like indie pop-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Then,
different, but similar. They kind of come from the same places. Yeah.
Okay, and Daisy is, as I understand, a former pet, is that right?
Yeah, so Daisy was an old, kind of like, made fun of dog.
Okay.
Everyone loved her, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
See, at least there's a story behind Daisy.
Yeah, there is a story behind Daisy.
Okay.
For that one.
All right.
So, yeah.
Guys, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having us.
Great performance, and congratulations, and a great success in the future.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Walter, thanks for bringing the guys over. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
PorchFestQuincy.org, right?
Yep, PorchFestQuincy.org. Registrations are still open, Kay. So if there's a band out there that wants to perform, we will find a porch, and looking forward to it on September 25th.
All right. Very good. Thanks again, everybody. Appreciate it.